Today we're going to talk about leadership, developing you into being a great leader for your food truck. Whether you have a team of 2 people or a team of 20, you got to be a leader. We're going to talk about how you can be a great leader on your food truck today. Welcome to the 10-Minute Food Truck Training Podcast. My name is Bill Moore. I am a food truck business coach, author of 5 food truck vending books, including Food Truck 101 and Food Truck 201. This podcast is all about helping you start and grow your food truck business. How confident are you about your menu pricing? Are your prices profitable, or are you just scraping by? If you're not sure, I've got just what you need. Table Needs has built a super simple menu pricing calculator that you can use for free, and it will help you figure out the best price point for every item on your menu. Get started with Table Needs menu pricing calculator today at tableneeds.com, or you'll find a direct link in the description below the podcast. Before we talk about leadership, let's talk about Houston, Texas. July 29th and 30th of this year, there will be a Food Truck Owners Expo. I will be there on both days, and each day I'll be giving a little short class on important topics to the food truck industry, as well as I'll be out on the main expo floor all day long, sharing my thoughts and ideas on a whole bunch of other topics. Or you can sit down with me and ask me some questions. It'll be an informal setting out on the floor, and I hope to see you guys there. There'll be a whole bunch of other vendors, a whole bunch of other education going on. It's an expo you don't want to miss. And again, that's July 29th and 30th of this year. If you can't make July 29th and 30th in Houston, Texas, how about November in Orlando? Be doing the same thing again. I'll be talking on both days in Orlando, as well as holding the campfire session there. So please, I hope to see you in one of those 2 places this year. There'll be a link in the description to give you all the details. So now let's talk leadership. Being in charge of a business is not being a leader, it's just being in charge. A leader is somebody that makes progress. A leader is someone that will set the vision and then work to achieve that vision. Because anybody, again, can open a food truck. We see many, many people open a food truck, sell a bunch of food. Some of them make it, some of them don't. But you want to be a leader. You want to be here for the long haul. You want to establish a business rather than a self-created job. So let's talk about the core qualities of a leader. You got to be adaptable. And I've said this on a couple of other podcasts. Being adaptable gets into the details. There's always going to be things come up that are unexpected. If you have one certain supplier for, let's say, French fries, they could be out of fries. What are you going to do? You have to make the decision. Do we sell a different quality product? Do we go out and drive another extra hour to get the product? What are we going to do? Are we just not going to sell fries? You got weather challenges. What happens if it rains today? You have to make the decision. Do we go out and open? Do we not open? Do we focus on doing third-party delivery? Do we talk about, we'll walk the food out and just place your order online, I'll bring it out to your car? How are you going to get through those bad weather days? That's being a leader. Where are you going to set up today? You got a choice of 2 places. You got to make that decision. You can't be in 2 places at once unless you got 2 vehicles. So if you only got 1 vehicle, where are you going to be? That's being a leader. You make those sound decisions and you accept the consequences whenever those decisions don't go the way you think they should. You don't make excuses. Decision making. In the world of food service, a lot of our decisions are made immediately. We have to decide now. Otherwise, somebody's waiting way too long on food, or we're running totally out of food. We've got other issues. So it's not only about speed of service, it's speed of decision making. You got to make those effective decisions. It could be about the menu. It could be about the location. It could be just about your operations. Where's the bottleneck? How do we fix this? You got to be able to recognize there's a problem before you can fix it. Leaders recognize the problems, and a great leader heads off those problems before they ever happen, or before they get so far out of control that it impacts a bunch of guests. A great leader on a food truck is going to have communication skills. That means you're the one that's not only sitting there, if you're in a position, let's say you're the cashier, you still got to communicate with the cooks. Hey, we got a line of 10 people. I want you to drop some fries. I want you to get more burgers on the grill. You got to let them know what they cannot see, because you're the one looking out the window, and most likely they're the one staring at a blank wall. They can't react to something that comes up on the KDS. They need the communication ahead of time so that they stand a chance of getting the food out quickly. Communication is also the other end of that spectrum. Hey, the line's getting ready to break. Don't drop any more fries. Let's go to cook to order. How many biscuits y'all got left? How many buns you got left? How many of this or that? Whatever your product is, how many you got left? You got to make them communicate back to you by asking questions. then you got to motivate them. When you realize that, oh, we're going a little bit slow, and this isn't yelling, let's go faster. That doesn't work because they feel the pressure and they feel the stress, and that might make them go slower unintentionally. So you don't want to let it get to the point to where you feel like you have to yell. It's just, let's go, guys. Let's get it going. Every order should be coming out in a fairly standard amount of time, whatever it is for your type of menu. If it's every 5 minutes, every 8 minutes, whatever that is, you want the food coming out regularly. And that pattern will start to show you that, oh, we're going a little bit slow. We started out at getting orders out every 5 minutes, and now we're up to 7 minutes. What's going on? Where's the bottleneck? What's happening? So you have to have a guest service mindset. Everything you do on your food truck has to be focused on your guest. Quality service, cleanliness, and community. You got to get those things top of mind and then make sure that you're adhering to those. If you set a quality standard, you do it. Quality standard gets down to the details, the minutiae. What does golden brown fry look like? You should have a picture. All the fries should look like this. What's a caramelized bun look like? When do we discard one that gets too dark? At what point? The guest service is not only speed and friendliness, it's the quality of the food. When you have a line of 60 people, you don't go faster and start shortcutting things. The process when you only have one guest should be the exact same process as when you have 100. If you're going to say, hi, welcome to my food truck, would you like to try a smash burger today? That's going to be the greeting no matter how long or how short that line is. That's the standard. And then you got to adhere to it when it gets busier. When you start to panic, start to shortcut, that's when things start to fall apart. That's not being a leader. One of the other core qualities, and this is probably the most important one as far as keeping your business alive, and that is you got to understand the finances. You got to understand the numbers. And it takes numbers to do anything you're going to be doing in your business. Numbers of guests. How many guests does it take for you to be profitable? Is it 15 a day? Is it 30 a day? Is it 100 a day? You got to know what that number is. And then you got to work towards achieving that number every single day. Once you've got the number of guests coming in, are they ordering the right amount of food? Each guest should have a dollar amount above their head. You need to get $15 or $18 or $20 out of every single guest that comes to your food truck. How are we doing that? And are we achieving it? And you can check those numbers in real time. Okay, we've got to remember to suggest a sell, y'all. We've got to remember to sell more drinks. We've got to sell more fries. We've got to upsell cheese. Whatever it is you need to do, you've got to let the staff know. It comes back to communication. But you got to understand those numbers to begin with. Otherwise, you're just shooting in the dark. Beyond leadership in the moment, and this is what we're talking about here, is the qualities of leadership, and we've related them to being in the moment, of being in service or getting set up for service. You've also got to have those scenario-based discussions, and this is going to be with your staff. Talked about on one of the most recent podcasts about TTM, talk your employees into position, through position, and out of position. So this is one of those out of position discussions you're going to have. You know, today we had a bottleneck. What can we do to make it better? Ask your team what their ideas are. It makes them feel like they're a part of something, that they're a part of your business. You don't have to have all the answers. You just got to be able to decide if an answer that's given to you is going to make sense for your business. You got to build a cohesive team. When it's just you and one other person, y'all got to work well together. You got to be able to anticipate what each other needs. As you add on that third or that fourth person, now you got to think about team dynamics. How do these people work together? How do they work with me? How do they work with each other? And as a leader, you got to make those tough decisions when you get a personality that just doesn't fit in. There's no point in hoping that it's going to get better. I can promise you it will not get better. I've hired a number of people over the years, and within the first day, sometimes within the first hour, it's like, crap, I have made the wrong choice. This person is not going to work out. When I was younger, I always crossed my fingers and hoped that it would work out. In every single case, it did not. Once you get that little, uh-oh, their personality doesn't match the rest of my team, they got to go. It's just not going to work. They will become a slow point. They will become a point of pain for the rest of the team to where the team doesn't want to work with them. They'll look at the schedule and go, oh, crap, he's working today. They know it's going to be a bad day. And they haven't even taken the first order yet. So when you make a poor hiring decision, don't let it sit. Just go ahead and bite the bullet and say, hey, you're an awesome person, but I would like you to go work for somebody else. You want to create a positive work environment. And this is a challenge when you're in the heat of the moment. People need to have reinforcement that they're doing a good job while they're doing a good job. That helps them to duplicate those actions that help move your business forward. But if you're wrapped up in being the cashier or being the burger flipper, you may not notice when the other people are doing a really good job. So you got to detach yourself from the mechanics of a job and be a leader. And that takes a lot of practice, but you got to do it. The more that you're able to just automatically handle the food to where you can now start to pay attention to what your staff's doing, the job becomes much easier. And your team respects you more as a leader because you're now leading. You're not just somebody that, I'm in charge, but I'm burger flipper. Here's something that a lot of food truck owners don't do, and that's continually educate themselves. That's why we have all these podcasts. That's why we have the YouTube channel. It's why I write books. You got to constantly educate yourself. You got to be adding on education to learn the job, to learn to be a better leader. There's all kinds of books out there that'll help you become a better leader. Find an author that you like the way they write. They tell good stories. They give information in a way that makes sense to you. Zig Ziglar, love his books. He's a down-home boy from Mississippi. He talks a lot like I do. Our accents are different, but I like the way he talks. There's many authors out there, many speakers out there. Find some and listen. Find some and read. Educate yourself all the time on becoming better at what you're doing. Find yourself a local mentor. Find yourself another food truck owner that you can just sit and talk about all the good things, all the bad things. Sometimes you can learn a whole bunch just by talking. When it comes down to being a leader, it comes down to being in charge. You have to accept responsibility. And that's really, really step number one. Understand that every decision is going to have a consequence. Hopefully it's a good consequence. And then accept it when it ends up not being good. There's been times when as a leader, I've gotten wrapped up in the details where we're looking at speed of service. We're looking at something and it's not going right. One of the things that really annoys me is when something simple gets messed up. I had somebody that I'd worked with, I think he'd worked for me about a year or so. He was a good employee, pretty reliable. He was somebody that if I got desperate, I could call him up and most of the time he would come in. He was a good guy. And a couple of times he bailed me out of some really tight situations. So I considered him to be a valuable employee. Well, this one day we're real, real busy. We've gone through probably 30, 40 guests in an hour. So it was really, really busy. And he's a sandwich maker. Part of our process was to put meat on a sheet of aluminum foil, one of the little pop-up sheets. We would run it through a toaster with the bread. So the meat would get hot, the bread would get toasted. When it came out on the other side of the toaster, you would assemble the sandwich based on whatever the condiment selection was the guests had wanted. And then you wrap it and send it on its way. Well, if you're familiar with those pop-up sheets, every once in a while, a piece of meat will adhere to them when you run it through a heated process. And it'll be sticky. Well, he was trying to hustle, and he ended up tearing off just a little tiny bit of aluminum foil. Didn't see it. So he grabbed the meat, which pulls off just a little sliver of aluminum foil, throws the aluminum foil away, and puts it on a sandwich, puts the condiments on it, sends it out. Well, of course, when the guests bit into it, and you know what aluminum tastes like when you bite into it, especially when it hits your teeth, it is not pleasant. And they came to me. And at that particular moment, I didn't really have time to handle a complaint because we had other stuff going on as far as getting all the other orders out. So now I've had to stop what I'm doing to handle a complaint, and it's a justified complaint. And they were a little tiny bit over the top. You know, it was a mistake. It wasn't like we tried to kill them or anything, but it was something that shouldn't have happened. Because they were a little over the top and I was feeling the stress, I ended up going and yelling at the employee. He just made a mistake. Yes, it was a painful mistake, and yes, it could have ended up being way worse than it was, but it was still a mistake. It was not like he tried to do it on purpose. So after I'm yelling at him for way longer than I should have, we make the right sandwich, send it back out. The guest is fine. They go on their merry way. Never hear from him again. Then I realized that I was way over the top on that one situation. Yeah, you made a mistake. And yeah, it could have been a costly mistake if they wanted to sue or something like that. But it was still a mistake. He didn't deserve to be yelled at the way that he was being yelled at by me. So I had to go and apologize. That's what a leader does. Should have been handled differently. But when you make a mistake, you've got to apologize for it. And you got to save face with the staff. Because if I hadn't tried to save face with him, it would have most likely led to his constantly deteriorating his work performance. Because he didn't feel like he was valued anymore. But I had to go up to him and say, hey, Chris, I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have been yelling like that. Just be careful the next time when you're making sandwiches so we don't have that aluminum foil go out. And that's all that should have been said. And I should have said that the first time, not after I calmed down. But also accept responsibility when you mess things up.
Thank you so much for listening to the 10-Minute Food Truck Training Podcast. If you're finding all the information helpful to your food truck business, please become a monthly supporter of the podcast. Just hit the support button or follow the link in the description. Every little bit does help keep us going. Join our Facebook group. It's called Food Truck Training. We have a whole bunch of awesome members at all different levels, from brand new beginners to decades old veterans. They've all got your back when it comes to helping you with your food truck. And again, thank you for listening. Come back tomorrow because you know I got plenty more to say when it comes to helping you and your food truck business grow.